The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How do you impact the generations that follow to live a full life in Christ? How would the Holy Spirit's impact be limited by how much your kids feel loved? What has the single most devastating impact on family unity? In his book, Maximum Impact, God's Way, Jimmy Yamada Jr. engages these questions from a biblical viewpoint filtered through personal experiences in his family. We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know the Lord who has touched the heart and life of Jimmy Yamada is reaching out to you. This, the Lord Jesus who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. The living Christ, who has worked miraculously and marvelously in the life of Jimmy Yamada Jr., calls you. And it's our prayer that you would open your heart to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and grow and live as a disciple. Jimmy Yamada Jr. is the chief executive officer at A1A Electrician, a third-generation electrical contracting firm started by his father in 1957 and now currently run by his son. He is the founding pastor of Cedar Assembly of God in Honolulu, Hawaii, and the author of God's Hand in the Life of an Electrician, How to Thrive in an Economic Disaster, God's Hand in the Life of a Dreamer, and God's Hand in the Life of a Pastor. He's married to Diana. They have 3 grown children and 5 grandchildren. Jimmy, welcome back to our show.
Oh, Danny, it's good to be back and to hear your voice.
Thank you for writing Maximum Impact, God's Way. I must say that as I read it, as an observer, I was drawn in, and the Lord began to speak to me. So I thank God for what he's done in this new book. Why, Jimmy, did you choose the title, Maximum Impact, God's Way?
I don't know. It just came to me. What we all want is we want to have impact, purpose in our lives, to impact whatever is important to us. And I think the only way we can have impact is to live life, to do life family way, God's way. To do life in the family, God's way. So it's also built up around Genesis 18, as we'll talk about a little bit in the book, but I think Israel could have had a much greater impact had they lived love, the perfect agape love that he had planned for them. So I think that we can only have maximum impact when God jumps into our lives to help us, but he only jumps into our lives to help us live the way that he wants us to live when we do things his way, which is agape, which is love.
Well, maybe you're making reference to this. So we might be reversing back into this question, but where does maximum impact come from?
Well, if I understand you correctly, it comes from God. Is that what you're asking, Danny?
So,
or where did the title come from?
Yeah, in relation to the title and actually the outflow of the book.
It comes from Genesis 18, verses 17 through 19. And if I may, let me just read the whole thing to provide context for where we're going.
Sure.
So the Lord comes to Abraham in the beginning of Genesis 18, and he tells him he's going to have a son, Abraham and Sarah. So we see the Lord's heart for family in the beginning part of Genesis 18. We also see what God feels his heart towards sin in the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. But in between, in verses 17 and 19, between those two events, there's what I call an interlude. And so they're walking down, and then the Lord says, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all the nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised." So I believe that one of the things that God is showing us is that Israel could have been, not only was it a, you know, it was a great nation, it had a lot of people that came from Abraham, but it could have been a powerful nation for the last 4,000 years. In reality, I think it might have been a powerful nation, mighty nation, for maybe 5%. At the most, if you stretch it, 10% of those years. And I believe that the Lord is teaching us something regarding family, that if we're going to have impact, that we need to do things his way, which is love. And the way of love needs to extend into the family. So it went from my father, who provided, my father and mother actually, who provided unconditional love for me, our family. And we tried, once I came to know Jesus, then we provided, or tried to provide, unconditional love to our kids and now our grandkids. And I believe what the Lord is teaching, one of the things he's teaching, is that if we can do that, then he will jump into our lives and bring about maximum impact in whatever he's called for each one of us to do, which is different for all of us, right?
Right, right. And that's the part where we talk about the difference for each of us. You talk about God's imprint, or God imprinting the plans he has for us in our minds. How does God do that?
He just puts thoughts in our minds, like I think he did with Solomon. He came to David. He downloaded the plans for the temple into David's mind. And then David passed the plans on in detail to his son Solomon. So what God does is he speaks to us. He comes into our world. He wants a relationship with us. He can speak in our hearts, in our minds, through the Bible, on a bed of pain, many different ways. And through that, there's an underlying what I call providence that he has for each one of us, that his guiding hand guides us through life, and he's always moving towards his ultimate plan for us. We can go the easy way or the hard way. The easy way is to embrace him, to hear his voice, to know what he wants to do. The Bible tells us that God says that I am God, there is no other. I have a plan, and what I have planned, I will do. So in the New Testament, he says it a little different through Paul in Romans, that God is causing the new living. God is causing all things to work together for the good of those who love him. So what we know is that God has a plan for us, and that plan is for good. And I think the good starts with the family. So God is always working good. So all we have to do is step back and look at what has happened in our past. We can go back to our fathers and mothers as we were growing up. We can look at the events that surround us in the last 10 years, 5 years, last week. And we can look at what God is doing. And we should be able to see what he's doing. And he's always working good. So when we see what he's doing, we should, and this is experiencing God, Blackaby, that we should adjust our lives to what we see him doing. And it's difficult because sometimes we're on the wrong path, right?
You're listening to Jimmy Yamada Jr. He's the author of the new book, Maximum Impact, God's Way. He's speaking about God's plan, God's imprint. When we come back, we'll talk about how ought we to respond to God's plan when God impresses something on our hearts. It might be on a bed of pain. It might be in a struggle of another kind that you never thought you'd go through. Perhaps you're going through a struggle right now. Maybe it's just the word as you read in a devotional time, the word jumping out at you as it were and gripping your heart. Well, how do you respond? Maximum Impact, God's Way. Find out more at jyamadajr.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, how do we respond to God when the Lord reveals his will, impresses his plan, or next steps in our lives? You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Jimmy Yamada Jr. Jimmy has written a new book called Maximum Impact, God's Way. It's available at Logos Bookstore. All of Jimmy Yamada Jr.'s books are available at jyamadajr.com. Enter promo code GOODLIFE for 50% off of all purchases, free shipping on all purchases, and all proceeds from this online book sales are donated to Cedar Assembly of God. Jimmy, when God impresses a plan, imprints the plans he has for us in our minds, how or what must we be sure to do in response?
Act, Danny. We need to act.
Act.
Yeah, once he impresses. Well, once we, if we know his voice, which we should, sheep should know his voice, and hear it clearly, we should act. When I say act, I'm talking about taking one step, because I know that if we take one step, God will guide our steps.
Say more about that. When we take one step, God will guide. That there seems to be a lot packed in that one step.
Yeah. Well, first, I mean, we got a number of different things going on. You know, there's the big picture, and then there's the little pictures, and He guides our steps in the big picture and the little picture. The big picture is that God is love. He wants us to love people like He loves us. So that's the big picture. That should undergird everything that we do. The little steps might be how we raise our kids, what school they should go to. Should we, you know, ground them in our disciplining, or how do we go about that? What kind of jobs we take? And so what I believe is, and kind of what I've tried to do, is you take us, you know, if you're whatever area that God is speaking to you in your heart or in dreams or through the Word, we need to take one step, and there may be many different areas of life that we need to take steps. One step in a direction, left or right. What we know God is going to do is He's going to say a little bit right, slow down, turn around. We need to respond when He gives that next direction, when He impresses that. And these things will take place from events that take place in life. So it's not like he doesn't send me a text or an email, right?
So now we're talking about hearing God, responding to God, act, being obedient to God. You talk about, or you write about turning. You mentioned parenting just a few moments ago. You talk about turning over decision-making authority in raising children. Why is turning over decision-making authority important in raising children?
So what I believe is a baby from 0 to 12 months old has no, they cannot decide for themselves. So between the time that our kids are born till the time that they're 10, 12, we need to train them up, direct them in their ways. And that's what I think Abraham is called to do, that he directs his children to keep the ways of the Lord. So I think that we need to ingrain our children, but it has to be done with love. From 10 to 20, 12 to 20 or thereabouts, we need to turn over the decision making slowly to them so that they can hear God's voice and they can start to know what is right and what is wrong. Because if they do wrong, God is going to discipline them. He's going to correct them. We hope that, you know, parents are wise enough to not turn the car keys over to them when they're 12. So they need wisdom on what kind of thing to turn over decision making to the kids. So we turn over, let them make their own choices, what time they're going to start to come home, who their friends are, how they're going to decide, yes or no, right or wrong, et cetera, et cetera. But we want to make sure that we love them and they love us so they can always come and talk to us about whatever they're doing. And we're trusting God. We should trust God because they're His kids before they're our kids. He's entrusted them to us. And if they're God's kids, then He's going to take better care of them than we ever can. So they have to be able to make decisions commensurate to their age and maturity level, and then start making decisions. And if they make the wrong choice, then God will discipline them, correct them, save them out of accidents, which my kids had. Every one of my kids had car accidents. And so He'll protect them, save them. And what we want is for the kids to have their own encounters with God during those situations, because that's the best time that they're going to pray, oh God, help me, help me. I hope my dad's not really, really mad. My mom doesn't kill me. So whether they do drugs or whether they, have sex with people, their girlfriends too early or whatever it is. I mean, I'm picking really the worst ones, right, that we're afraid of. We need to trust God that He's going to develop them, grow them, jump into their lives to make sure that they know He's God. And so we think that's more important than trying to control them just to do the right things when we're watching.
When you talked about the encountering God, trusting in the decision-making opens doors for our kids to encounter God. As you described this, it seems like a very messy picture, Jimmy. It's not the picture that most parents envision when it comes to the perfect family or an ideal family. How would you describe God in the messiness of this formational process where kids who become adults learn to encounter God and hear God?
We have a grandchild, JJ, now that's 3 years old. When she was about, 1.5 or 2 years old, 2 years old probably, she was learning to use the potty. And she would, as she was doing that, there would be spillage on the ground. And what she would tell her grandpa is, no big deal, grandpa can wipe it. I think what God does is anything that goes wrong, any kind of messiness, He says, no big deal, I can fix this. I'm more concerned about the relationship God has, with them. He's more concerned that they come to know Him rather than a little bit of messiness.
That's one of the things I love about conversations with you, Jimmy, is you are able And we have done this over the years in our many conversations, but to speak from the gut level about the messiness of life. I think we need many conversations like that in the body of Christ, because of some on one side of the spectrum are teetering on this point of perfection and being so perfect, and yet there is this strange falsehood that comes in the charade of perfection that can, instead of being one that draws one close to God, push someone away. You're listening to Jimmy Yamada Jr. He's the author of the new book, Maximum Impact, God's Way. When we come back, we'll talk about the Cedar Dream Center. It's there in the book. It's a ministry that grew. It's a ministry where God put an imprint on Jimmy's heart, and Jimmy acted upon it out of obedience. That's a big thing that will emerge from the book. But it's so encouraging because of the stories that are woven in amidst the challenges of life that we all face. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
This program is available to you as a gift. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. If you're tuning in right now, caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Maximum Impact, God's Way by Jimmy Yamada Jr. is available for sale at Logos Bookstore. All of Jimmy Yamada's books are available at jyamadajr.com. Just enter promo code GOODLIFE for 50% off all purchases. Free shipping on all purchases. All proceeds from his book sales online are donated to Cedar Assembly of God. Go to jyamadajr.com. Jimmy, you write about the Cedar Dream Center. What is the heart of the mission there?
God loves everyone. And our focus has been on the poor and the homeless. We bring them into, we make church available to the homeless, or those that are living in public housing. We've cut way back because of the coronavirus. But the mission is to give everyone a chance at new life if they want it.
Now, at the Dream Center, you emphasize the importance of eating meals together. Why has that been so important in the program?
Yeah, God says that there's something about family that is crucial to lifestyle change, crucial to healing, crucial to coming to understand who God is. One of the things in our Genesis passage is Abraham was supposed to direct his children and his household. Now, his household is his children's children, and whoever was part of his troop going through the desert. So although the book's focus is family, blood family, it also opens the door to any family. It could be your workplace. It could be a church. So in this case, the Cedar Dream Center is a family that we try to create. And so the Dream Center is a place where the homeless can come to church if they want to get healed and they need to want to get well. Then they can come into the Dream Center and live for a certain period of time, 1 to 2, 1 year, and longer if necessary. And they live together, they eat together, they do chores, they serve the church. So work, worship, and serving are connected together in healing. It comes from the concept that God took Adam and put him in the Garden of Eden to work and take care of the garden. And that word for work includes in the various uses in the Old Testament, work, worship, and serve. So I think those three things coming together are part of the solution for healing for anyone that their family has abandoned them. And so the way back to God is through the family. So we started the Dream Center with one unit, couple guys, and then over the years we've expanded it to the capacity of about 20 or 25 people. We have maybe about 10 to 12, 14 guys and girls, women in the program. And so it's a family environment.
Mm. You talk about family. You mentioned the homeless, the ministry to the homeless. You talk about the family environment. There's some intersection here that I want to go to as you write in such detail in the book. What has the single most devastating impact on family unity?
Childhood trauma. The children that live life in a family unit where they do not see perfect agape love and for most not even close, develop some measure of childhood trauma. Rob Gross defines that as an orphan mindset. People have orphan mindsets, which are strongholds. They make vows, they put on masks, and they live a life with childhood trauma. And so what happens is, as they living life, they're seeing life not through the lens of God, the way God intends, but they're seeing life through their childhood trauma, their orphan mindset, or the vows that they make when they're growing up, young and growing up. And most don't even remember what happened when they were growing up. Very young age, they remember when they were like 7, 8, 9, 10, but they don't remember what happened at 1, 3, 5. So that childhood trauma has a devastating effect on people because they cannot see straight. They see upside down, what I call it, upside down. Jesus said it this way, that the eyes are the lamp of the body. light, if you let light in, then if you see good, let light in, then the body is full of light and good. If you see darkness and sin in everything that's happened, then your body is full of darkness and sin. So you could be born again, headed to heaven, but still, because of your childhood trauma, be blocked from seeing the good things that God might be doing among friends or family later on. So,
well, in light of that, you address that, the outflow of childhood trauma. But let's go deeper. Jimmy, what is the cause of childhood trauma?
There's a medical understanding, but the spiritual understanding is that if someone is not loved by their parents, God made for us to be connected with our kids. So any parent that does not have perfect love, and for most parents that are trying to raise kids without some kind of good solid background, they may abandon their kids. If you have divorce, they may be doing drugs. If you have a family that someone in the family, you know, tried to commit suicide, they came out of jail, they were sexually or physically, emotionally abused. So what we call early childhood traumas affect them for life. And actually, I'm going to say it this way because I'm an electrician, rewire their mind so that the mind cannot see straight, cannot think straight.
Now, this childhood experience, the childhood traumatic experience, can have an effect throughout a child's life into adulthood, into parenting.
Yes.
Now, if that's the case, then there's a type of cyclical influence, right? That goes from generation to generation. So if that's the case, how is this broken? How can that pattern be changed?
I believe that two major things. First, we have to understand what childhood trauma is. Then we need to turn to God, and God says that He can heal the mind, but we need to continue to pray and not give up. So the different kinds of orphan mindsets or vows that we may make when we're young that we might not even remember, I believe that the strongest way is to recognize and understand there's a spiritual background behind that. And in medical science, what medical science would say is that, and I'm reading from a book from Gabor Mate in the Realm of Hungry Ghosts, page 195. He says, repeatedly firing nerve patterns become wired into the brain and will form part of a person's habitual responses to the world. So anyone that was affected by childhood trauma, his brain is rewired and his responses are habitual. So it's kind of like the way that God made the brain is really marvelous. A basketball player, golf, football, they can put the ball right where they want to. And the way they do that is the brain remembers and controls the muscles exactly how much force or pressure or how much lift is needed. And we call that muscle memory. Well, the muscle doesn't have memory. It's the brain that has memory. Well, in the same way, the brain that has trouble with parents not loving them, parents not really caring for them. You know, I believe if a mother's feeding the baby, breastfeeding the baby, and watching TV and doing her chores, and the baby is looking at the mother, the baby is looking and waiting for the mother to look into his eyes, and then and he can feel his love. If the mother's looking in his eyes, he can feel the love. If she's never looks into his eyes, he doesn't feel loved, and that goes a long ways in developing an orphan mindset or having him make vows later on that will have a bad effect on his later life.
As you're listening to Jimmy Amata explain just a bit about what he writes with much greater depth about childhood trauma, making references to the ACE study, Adverse Childhood Experiences, his reference to Gabor Mate, and how he processes and has processed this through his own life that is quite gripping. And the transparency that is so relatable. You can find this out by reading Maximum Impact, God's Way, Impacting the Generations That Follow to Live a Full Life in Christ. When we come back in our final segment, we'll talk more about how Jimmy has learned even to hear God through his wife, Diana, how God speaks through our spouses, how his father, James Yamada Sr., touched him so deeply. That and more. Again, the book is Maximum Impact. You can find out more about this book and Jimmy's many other books at jyamadajr.com. Again, jyamadajr.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling,
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Maximum Impact, God's Way by Jimmy Amata Jr. It's available for sale at Logos Bookstore. All of Jimmy Amata Jr.'s books are available at jamatajr.com. Enter promo code GOODLIFE for 50% off all purchases, free shipping on all purchases. All proceeds from his book sales online are donated to Cedar Assembly of God. Jimmy, how did you learn God speaks to you through Diana?
That's a very good question. I believe that God speaks to us through our wives, but only 10% of the time. And the trick is, or the challenge is, to know which 10%. But I think God is tricking the men because we don't know what 10%. And if we listen to everything she says, our wives say, our spouses say, then we'll catch everything God is speaking to us. So very, very early on, I know that when we first became Christians, we started going to church and hearing messages that had some commonality between them. We'd listen to the Christian radio, K-Light, and then we'd go to church and they'd, this one particular week, everyone spoke on the same subject, David, King David. And then Diana said, hey, do you notice that everyone is speaking the same thing? And so I said, well, maybe that's God. So at that point, I became aware that, hey, God can be speaking to me through Diana. And then just through a whole bunch of small little things, you know, as I started listening to her, in my pre-Christ life, I didn't listen to her a whole lot. I thought I knew everything, and so she should listen to me. But in my post born again life, I started to listen to her. She didn't really think so a whole lot, but I started listening, and then what I realized was that God was speaking to us. He told us the right things to do through Diana. But there was this one situation back in 2007. By then I knew God was speaking through her, that there was a large job that we were doing and we had trouble on the job. She gave me a solution. I implemented the solution, and it basically saved the company. I'll say it that way. And from there, I started thinking that I'm going to listen to everything that she says. So I remember right after that, she told me one day, Why don't I go and our son was living with us. Jason was living with us. Why don't I go and clean his side of the house, because they were coming home from their vacation trip. And I thought to myself, this is the old Jimmy Amata. I thought to myself, clean the house? Are you kidding? They just went vacation. But then I remembered, this might be God. So I went to, you know, cleaned the house. I took a dust mop, mopped the whole house, and turned on all the air conditioning units so when they came home, everything would be perfect. And they enjoyed it. So I know God was speaking.
You write about your father, James Yamada Sr. What was it about your dad, Jimmy, that touched you so deeply?
Well, my dad loved us. I knew that. I grew up knowing my dad loved me. Early on, I did have a little bit of spanking, but I knew he loved me. So later on, when what really touched me was, and he's my hero, in the late 70s, we took a job that almost caused us to go bankrupt. Even electricity to go bankrupt. And what my father did is, as we realized what was going on, that we were bleeding dollars, that he didn't, all through that season, which lasted about 2 years, he didn't say anything negative. He didn't like, hey, you want it to be big, huh? Hey, you think you knew everything. He didn't come in and roll his eyes. It was almost as if he would come in and be the same dad that he was. It was almost like if you didn't know what was going on, you would think that I was doing a really good job. And then in the last 6 months of his life, he had cancer in April or May, last 8 months maybe. He had cancer, and he passed away in January of 1979. But in 78, the second half of 78, he had cancer. Doctor said he wouldn't live. But even then, he did not kind of like blame me. What he did was he took properties that he had purchased, which is what people in business do. They purchase and then they set those properties aside for his family. And he put money back into the business. So I did the same thing. I sold my house, put money into the business. But basically what he did was he showed me what unconditional love looked like. And it really didn't dawn on me because I was just hanging on by the seat of my pants and by my fingernails, really, during that season. But when I became a Christian, then I realized that was unconditional love because he never criticized, he never scolded me, he never, even before that happened, he never, told me to come into business with him and then I can take over the business. He never mentioned, he never enticed me. So my dad is my hero. So when I see him in heaven, I'm going to give him a big hug.
There's a tenderness that is very deep, that goes beyond words, in the way that you write and the way that you speak about your father. And your book, Jimmy, includes, The Maximum Impact, includes your writing about your children's growth into adulthood. It includes their writings, their reflections on what God has done through the agape love that they've experienced through you and Diana. Now, I want to thank you, Jimmy, for writing this and all the work put in, sure, but to deliver it, because it will, as it has touched me. As we close today, I know you're focusing on family, your life, your children, your grandchildren. Will you pray for us as we wrap our show today? A word of encouragement, and pray for our listeners who may be going through their own struggles today but a prayer of encouragement to lift them up. Will you do that, Jimmy?
Sure, I'd be glad to. And let me end by saying, Danny, thank you for encouraging me 15 plus years ago to write my books. One thing you told me was that 50 years from now, my kids will remember. So maybe that's true. So thank you. It's a great honor to be here. Father, we just honor you and thank you. We recognize you as the creator God of the universe. We know that anyone that is struggling can call out to you, and no matter their life, no matter their circumstances, no matter the depths of their problems, that you will hear. And in any prayer that is sincere, you will answer. And so we pray for those that may be struggling with their kids, and we pray that they can trust in you, that their kids are really your kids, and that they would train them up and live life with them, not trying to correct them, control them, entice them, but live life with them, accepting them for who they are and how they are, trusting that you're going to change them. So we thank you for hearing us. We thank you for hearing them. We just pray that you touch them, your spirit touches them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And I believe he will. Jimmy, thank you. Thank you so much for your time and for your heart and your life. Thank you. Life-giving words from Jimmy Yamada Jr., jyamadajr.com. My friend, our friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus, even as Jimmy has, with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this may be the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. Genesis 18, 19, God chose Abraham so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Jimmy Yamada Jr., jyamadajr.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.